There was someone in Buffy that was scared of rabbits, wasn't there?
Yeah, Anya.
Anya was really cool.
I liked
Anya.
I've been doing a little bit of random watching of Buffy episodes.
Anya was kind of my favourite character.
I liked Anya. And I was watching Once More with Feeling because, you know, if you're doing random, that's a good one. And it had, you know, the song and, you know, Anya's going on about being terrified of bunnies.
My response to that, that's a perfectly natural reaction, particularly in the Buffy universe.
Universe.
I mean, yeah, it could be a vampire bunny. No,
it's not a vampire bunny. It's just a bunny.
I got Caitlin know that.
What if it got bit by one of the vampires?
Because she dresses up as a bunny at one point. So it's quite clear
that
she's
just... What if she gets bitten by a vampire?
No, that wouldn't make her a vampire bunny. You know, so it's just bunnies, not vampire bunnies.
Okay, but, yeah, surely if a vampire bites a bunny and sucks its blood and kills it, it would become a vampire bunny.
It depends on the vampire universe you're inhabiting at the time. Really does.
Okay. What have you got a vampire?
I'm pretty sure Buffy doesn't have vampires that can.
But it has vampires.
It has vampires, but I'm pretty sure they can't change animals.
And it has witches who can.
Yeah.
I mean, vampires can, in fact, turn into other animals.
Again, it depends on the universe.
Traditionally wolves.
Depends on the universe. Dracula's the only one who can turn into anything in
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, he's the only one.
So he could turn into a vampire bunny.
That's
because
he has gypsy powers, you know.
But he could turn into a vampire bunny, couldn't he? Dracula.
I don't know.
Should he choose to?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure he'd want to.
Okay.
No.
All right, but if you got, what happens if you've got a vampire in Buffy that gets transformed by a magic spell into a bunny? Would that be a vampire bunny?
It would depend on the magic spell. I mean, it depends why you're turning them into a bunny, I guess.
So people don't realise they're vampires.
But with the vampire bunny, if it was a vampire, would it attack people or would it just attack
It did
bunnies
in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
There you go.
Is there a vampire bunny in there?
Well, it was a bunny.
It's a sandwich bunny, certainly.
It's a vampire, though.
Oh, I think it could have been a vampire
bunny. I was thinking about this, and I remember in Blade... I don't know whether about the comic series, but in the movies, there were definitely vampire Pomeranians. So clearly, vampirism crossed species in the Blade universe. I just don't remember it doing it in the Buffy universe.
I wonder if that causes problems with contamination of the blood, if they're crossing species.
I don't.
Or do they decide it tastes terrible?
I don't know. In True Blood, well, in the Southern Vampire Chilean series, the vampiric version of Elvis likes to suck on. Sorry, I can't get things. Likes cats and dogs as in a treat, yes. You know. But he didn't transfer across very well, vampire Elvis.
Well, it does also raise the question of how intelligent would a vampire bunny be?
Well, yeah, this is it. You know, is it just a bunny that happens to be a vampire, or is it. If it's turned by a vampire, does it then have a. If it's a vampire that's been turned into a vampire bunny, does it still...
It'd be evil and intelligent evil.
So now I've got to find out, because Bunica.
Bunicula.
It's
yes.
A new series out. It's 2016 right. About a vampire bunny who takes carrot juice instead of blood.
Yes, I'm
vampire. Now, what does that do to the carrots? You may recall our discussion
about vampire pumpkins.
About vampire melons.
They were worrying.
Yeah, but you didn't have to be a vampire to make a vampire melon. It was just a tiny.
But if you
were
to bite a vampire melon, then...
Now, if you've got vampire bunnies and they reproduce as quickly as bunnies reproduce, could the whole world be overrun by vampire bunnies?
I guess so.
I don't think vampires can reproduce. Well, not in that
Again,
way.
It depends on your universe. They can in the Anita Blake books in certain circumstances. So it depends on your vampire universe completely. Well, I just read way too much vampire shit, clearly.
All right, well, look, I still think Anya was right to be worried about cuddling rabbits. Because if she's got a vampire bunny, and that's quite possible in that universe, that could be big trouble.
Well, yes, true, but it's just bunnies.